Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. At the White House, the United States president told the Israeli prime minister to stop building in the land that God gave the Jewish people. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In the recent meeting at the White House in Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met to discuss the way forward in the region as they talked about two volatile issues in the Middle East: the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the threat of Iran with a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. The United States president said that for the time being, he wants Israel to restrain from launching a preemptive attack on Iran, and President Obama told Prime Minister Netanyahu that Israel must stop building in the biblical areas of Judea and Samaria in the Jewish state of Israel and prepare to give up this land to a Palestinian state. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The fact that a United States president would tell Israel that they cannot build on the land that God gave them and they must prepare to give this land up for a Palestinian state is a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In the first official meeting between the leaders of the United States and Israel, the line was drawn in the sand by U.S. President Obama when he told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu that the Jewish state must stop all building and, in fact, any type of expansion of the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. But in addition to that, he made known that he wants Israel to evacuate these areas that he calls occupied territories. The book of Leviticus, chapter 25 and verse 23, says that the land is God's land, and he will give it to whom he pleases. Deuteronomy 30 says that God made a covenant with the Jewish people, and he cannot break it and must give them this land. Ezekiel chapter 36 says that the land in question is the land of the forefathers of the Jewish people, and in particular Judea and Samaria, where the Jewish settlements are located today. Ezekiel 35, verses 10 to 14, reveals that the Palestinians will try to take this land from the Jewish people in the last days. President Obama's statements and actions as it relates to the Jewish state of Israel and the land of the Jewish people is indeed a page out of Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...